Welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author Dr. John Kimball. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church workers navigate the challenges of leading the flock. John has been a church planter, a local church pastor, a seminary professor, and a denominational leader. He coaches and mentors pastors and missionaries around the world. Drawing on over 30 years of experience in local, regional, and national ministry, John and some of his colleagues provide practical guidance on the topics you request. We are so glad you've joined us. And now, here's our host, Pastor John.
Thank you, Anna. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Minister's Friend podcast. We've spent the last couple of months focusing on action sports ministry as a way to reach today's youth for Christ. My own son Josiah and his boss Johnny Nelson have helped us see how their innovative work in the inner city of Minneapolis reaches the youth culture by actually being part of it. There's an important lesson in this for all of us. Just as missionaries must be a part of the culture that they are working to reach, so must every local church. When it comes to youth ministry specifically, you are unlikely to attract young people who don't already know Christ to your church programs. But equipping and releasing people from the church who are already in the youth culture of your town, city, or region is very much the same as identifying indigenous people to be Christ's representatives out on the mission field. Today is the last installment of my interview with Johnny Nelson of JSAW. In it, he talks about a very effective way that they've found to disciple the youth that they reach. I think you're going to find this part of our conversation very practical. Josiah mentioned during his interview your discipleship process called the Four Chairs, and I loved the simplicity of it. And I'm wondering if you could maybe give some more detail to that for our folks that are just looking for a very simple process of how do we grow somebody in Jesus?
Yeah. So that was one of the things I got really passionate about when I was going to Bible school at Crown College for youth social ministry. Mm-hmm. Was I noticed that, like, there's a lot of youth pastors out there and pastors and things like that that just, they go to coffee shops and they hang out with people, and it seems cool, but I'm always like, are you really developing people? And even for myself, I was like, I do this. Like, I go to coffee shops, hang out with people, and talk about stuff. But am I really, like, seeing change happen or growth happen, growth and spiritual development happen? And how can I measure that? So when I went back to Crown for my master's program, that was what I studied, was, like, how can you measure spiritual growth? And what kind of came out of that is I got connected up with this guy named Dan Spader, who wrote the book Four Chairs of Discipleship, and it's now this thing called Like Jesus. He was the founder of Sun Life Ministries.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. So he had kind of looked at the life of Jesus and said, how did Jesus make disciples? And could we, you know, take some of the principles of what Jesus did and how he taught his disciples and what he modeled for them and apply that to how we do ministry today? And so I got a Harmony of the Gospels, read through it and studied through it with Dan, and learned a ton of stuff just looking at the life of Jesus about how he did ministry and how he modeled that for his disciples. And so we took that model and kind of made it our own. And there's essentially like four chairs, four steps. If you can imagine like four chairs sitting in front of you, mm-hmm. just empty chairs. There is the believer, or there's the lost rider first, and then there's the believer, and then there's the worker and the disciple maker. Mm. And what we do is we look at the attributes and the needs of each one of those chairs or people. So for the lost rider, like they're dead in their sins, they're lost, they don't know Jesus, they don't know Christ. That's where we meet a lot of guys. And what do they need? Well, they need a clear gospel presentation, and they need an opportunity to respond to that gospel presentation. And so we, each of the guys that we work with, they get put into a workflow that has steps. And so we can measure where they're at and kind of figure out where they're at in their relationship with God, or if they don't have a relationship with God, put them in one of those steps and then start to work them through a process so we can actually see how they're growing and how they're developing. And it sounds real scientific and everything like that. On paper, it looks real nice and clean, but in real life, it doesn't work that way. It's more of a thin heart. But the next one, you know, as a believer, as a new believer, what do they look like? What do they need to learn in order to grow into that worker category? And as a worker, what do they need to learn and grow? How do they need to grow into that disciple maker category? And so our mission is to make riders into disciple makers. Wow. So we want to see lost riders start at ground zero and go all the way through to they now make disciples that make disciples. And so that's our mission, and we have a process and a measurement tool and a program basically that moves guys through that process.
That's awesome. And through that process, then they're assigned a mentor discipler that walks with them through that?
Yes. Yeah. So each one of our program, like Josiah, program leader, they spend time with 10, 12 guys each week, and they're responsible for kind of moving them through that process. Once they become a believer, we try to connect them up with a mentor as well, like a volunteer mentor. Who is a rider that they can learn to read the Bible with, to be praying with. They'll invite them to church. They'll teach them to be able to share their testimony and help them to get connected and baptized in their church. Mm.
So you have relationships then with other churches that you can connect people to?
Yeah, yeah. We're supported by several churches around here. And then a lot of our volunteers go to churches in the area, and so they get kids connected at their church. One of our partner ministries, their mission is to be a bridge to the church. It's Skiers and Snowboarders for Christ, and so they want to be a bridge from the mountain to the church. And we realize that we're not a church. We're not a local church. We're a parachurch organization, and so we're like specialists within this culture, and we want to serve the church by being here in Action Sports and connecting people back to the church.
That's awesome. And as a pastor, I thank you for that, because there's an awful lot of ministries out there that want to try and replace the church, and I think biblically that the partnership is the way that Jesus would have us go. As youth pastors and pastors think about connecting with the Action Sports community or connecting with youth, are there resources, websites, books, other things that you would recommend that they really need to have in their arsenal?
Yeah, so one of the there's a book out there. It's called How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Dale Carnegie?
Yep. It's a great book. When you think of that book in the lens of evangelism and discipleship, it's pretty incredible. I would encourage you to read that book with that lens on. There's a website. It's called I'm pretty sure it's called Like Jesus. If you look up Dan Spader, you know, I'm sure it'll pop up and stuff.
But. Okay.
The four-chair discipling model, you know, there's a book on that. You can read that, and it just is mind-blowingly clear. It was super helpful for me to kind of lend a machete to the intellectual thicket of, like, how do you make a disciple? So that's a good one as well. There's tons of great books.
Yeah. Well, these that you've mentioned, I'll make sure there's links to them in the show notes as well, so that the people can get a hold of them. And if you think of any after we get off the phone, feel free to email me and I'll add them to it. You know, I got to say, the personal journey for me with J-Saw because of Josiah, I've got a high respect for you and for the ministry. I've heard the stories of the things that are happening through there. Of course, I love Crown College as well and used to be adjunct faculty with Crown College. There's a lot of little connections there. But I've watched the transformation of my own son. That's really what drives this. And Johnny, I just gotta say a personal thank you for the work that you're doing. And on behalf of parents who don't even know you yet, whose kids are going to be transformed through J-Saw's ministry, it's just a really awesome thing. And as a dad, I really want to say thank you so much for the investment you're making in these young people, because it really does make a huge kingdom difference, an eternal difference in their lives.
And I appreciate that. And I praise the Lord, because really, truthfully, He is the one that is transforming the lives of riders. And I'm just here trying to be obedient to what He's called me to do and be in this world and not of it, and point people to Jesus. Amen. You got to praise the Lord, because He's the one doing all the work.
If there's people who've listened to this that would like to support J-Saw's ministry, how can they best do that?
You can hop on to jsaw.org. You can donate on there. If you're in the area here locally, you want to get involved, you can certainly come by the shop, help board shop, and volunteer. If you're looking for a new snowboard or skateboard, you can visit our online store, helpboardshop.com. If you're not in the local area, you can go to, there's a site that we've helped build out. We have a partnership of, it's like 68 action sports ministries in 35 countries.
Wow.
And you can hit up that site. It's called actionsportsministry.com. And you can find local chapters that are near you, and find connections to other people who are doing ministry. Some of the big ones here in the U.S. are Christian Skaters, so christianskaters.com, Christian Surfers, Snowboarders and Skiers for Christ, and Wakewell. And if you just Google those, they'll pop up, and they have chapters all over the country. So whatever action sports you're into, there's probably one nearby you. But actionsportsministry.com, check that out. You can find something near you.
Amen. And once again, we'll have all those in the show notes so people can find the links to click on. Johnny Nelson, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for being on the Minister's Friend podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Does your church actually have and follow a plan to disciple your people to maturity in Christ? Do you have signposts or markers in that process along the way to evaluate people as they grow? Can you point to people in your church that you've discipled who are now ready and active in discipling other people? Many local churches don't have such a process, and it shows. Johnny's adaptation of Dan Spader's Four Chairs of Discipleship is a very practical and fruit-bearing way to grow disciples from among the young riders of J-Saw. We can all take a lesson from such an approach. Every local church should have a very well-defined pathway of making disciples. Further, everyone in the congregation should not only know that pathway, but they should be participating in it to grow Christ's kingdom. I am so grateful to Josiah and Johnny for their interviews the last several weeks. I hope they've been helpful to you. Next time, we're going to take a break from our focus on youth ministry and disciple-making to address another critical factor in church life, getting people to actually read and engage with their Bibles. I recently had the privilege to interview Paul Caminiti and Glenn Powell from the Institute for Bible Reading about the incredible tool they've developed called the Immerse Bible Reading Experience. My own congregation has been using this specialized study with some great success. How would you like to see your congregation actually get excited about reading their Bibles every single day? How would you like to be fielding questions from people who are discovering new truths from Scripture every week? How would you like to see your small group ministry more than double in size with people who are not currently even a part of your congregation? All of these are things happening in our church right now, and it's because of the Immerse Bible Reading Experience. That's coming up next time on The Minister's Friend. Thanks so much for letting others know about our podcast. As you know, we don't advertise, so your recommendation to your friends, your family, and people in ministry is the only way that we can expand our reach. If you find The Minister's Friend to be a blessing, would you please take some time right now and subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you listen? And if you're so inclined, please also leave us a review. We appreciate it. I'm so glad you were with us for today's episode. Drop us an email and tell us what you're learning, or tell us a topic that you'd like to see us cover. Thanks for joining us here on the Minister's Friend Podcast. Let's do this again real soon.
You've been listening to the Minister's Friend Podcast with pastor and author John Kimball. Be sure to check out today's show notes for additional tools, resources, and information. If today's episode has been helpful to you, let us know. You can shoot us an email at podcast@johnrkimball.com. That's podcast@johnrkimball.com. You can also leave a note on our Facebook page. These are also the best ways to suggest topics for future shows. We want to hear from you. And please tell your friends about us. Until next time, may God bless you and your ministry with great fruit for His kingdom. Bye!